In 1 month, I made close to $20,000. And that takes how long for a staff nurse to make? Hey, so my name is Stephanie. I am a registered nurse. I've been a nurse for the past 12 years, traveling about the country, taking care of God's children. My business is Finesse Concierge Nurse. I've been in business for a little bit over a year now. What I do there is post-op recovery care, weight loss, as well as PRP, BBL. So if you like your food and your butt organic, I am the nurse for you.
Hey, it's Kellen, and today on Diversified Game, I have real royalty in the house. You see the last name, Chiadu. If you guys go ask a super eagle about that last name. But Miss Stephanie, who's married to a Nigerian from New Orleans, she's going to give us the game. She is a registered nurse, but like all people we love to have on here, she has stepped out on faith. I'm sure she may have some PRN going on somewhere down the line, but she has a business and she is doing her business, taking that education, going to the next level, wanting that freedom that everybody so seeks, especially those who listen to Diversified Game or the minority of you who watch it. But you guys can kick up those numbers and share that game. Miss Stephanie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me today.
I'm glad you're on. And if I recall where we met, it was at the official Black Book Gala. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm not sure if it was. I can't remember. I cannot recall. So
Okay.
I'm
Okay.
all over the place. So honestly, I cannot. But hey, if you say so.
Okay.
I
It was
trust
at
you.
it. Yeah, I think that was it was at the gala. But you know, that's how the holiday times and the new year and all that go. It goes fast. But either way, it's meant to be God's
Yes.
plan. Tell the people, you know, as a nurse, you were been a nurse for 12 years. Let them know, because some people will say, wait, she's a nurse. She did her business. So many more nurses are getting into business. Why did you decide to say, I'm going to start a business? What was it about where you were working, or just maybe even in your plans? How did this come about?
So actually, I am what is called a post-anesthesia care unit nurse. That is, I take care of clients, patients directly out of surgery. It doesn't matter whether it's cosmetic, transplants, whatever it may be. I'm the nurse that'll take care of you. In that particular arena of nursing, there's very few people who look like me that's there. And it's usually very, let's just say it's not always a pleasant place to work for someone like myself. And I knew that I had a higher calling to do more than what I was doing and being unhappy with my circumstances. So I knew that I had to actually take this thing into my own hands. My happiness it lies directly on my lap. I don't expect any other person to make me happy. But I also knew that I wanted to be a nurse still. I didn't want to get into another field. So what I actually did was like, hey, it's all or none. You're gonna do it now or never. I left the hospital where I was working, being the only Black nurse working in that particular hospital, on that floor, and I said, I'm gonna go out and travel. And after I did travel nursing, I said, there is no way I can go back into a full-time job working. So what I need to do is what I've always wanted to do, work outside of the four walls of the hospital and work in the community and be an advocate for people in the community and help people outside of the hospital. So that's kind of pretty much what pushed me over the edge to keep going and do my own business.
Talk to a little more, because So many nurses were burnt out during COVID, weren't respected, same way teachers and so many other professions that we need, not things that we want, but things that we need. Talk about some of those unpleasantries that you were treated, because we have a healthcare business over here. I represent doctors and nurses and nurse practitioners, and I've seen them quit on the spot, because of some minor just BS that somebody who doesn't have your degree, doesn't have your experience, but they worry about the numbers. Talk about some of those things, because maybe we get some other entrepreneurs while they're listening to this game. That's the hope. And they say, you know what? She's right. And she did it. I'm not going to take it anymore. My letter of recommendation, one of my clients, she had her letter of recommendation already written the last time she got some BS. And she said, I'm done. And she was done, and she is so much happier for it. So give them the game on some of those experiences that just can kind of push you to say, I got to do this myself.
Yeah, so of course everybody knows during COVID time, nursing, we were like so-called superheroes to everybody. And even though, because I worked at a hospital where it was a need for people to be to have surgery, because surgery shut down pretty much throughout the country. It was like emergency urgent things that was taking place. But my hospital, we would see no less than on a slow day, maybe 75 surgeries throughout the day. And then when it was a high volume, maybe 100 plus surgeries throughout the day. So even though during COVID, a lot of hospitals shut down with their surgery and it was very minimal, we still would be pushing. And they had us like in there taking care of our patients there. And then doing, of course, during all these extra precautions because of COVID. And then sometimes we wouldn't even have the things that was needed at the time. And then our manager, every single day, they were changing different protocols and how to do things. And most definitely the supervisors, they would be on your back about, hey, what you didn't do right, on top of you trying to protect yourself and protect your patient. And then the family members were there. They couldn't come back to the OR area and the recovery area. So they're upset. They're yelling at you. You're trying to take care of the family. You're also to take care of your patient. And a lot of things what people don't realize, when you're a nurse, you don't only take care of the patient, you take care of the patient's family as well. It's literally everybody that's involved with that patient's care. You are taking care of not one person, but it's multiple people, because you have to report to family, you have to report to the doctor, you have to report to your charge nurse, supervisor, whoever it may be. You're reporting to all these different people. And during that time, during COVID, everything was very chaotic. No, it wasn't one day you come in and you're going to know what you're going to do. It was one moment you come in and you may not know what you're doing the next moment. It just really depends on what, anesthesia and what they've learned today, or what they've learned in the past 25 minutes or so. So it was just very chaotic and very crazy during that COVID time. And that is something I was like, I'm never, ever going to allow these people to run my life like this, because you literally run yourself ragged for a company, and then you practically walk out just with what you came in with, probably a pen and your stethoscope, and that's it. So I decided I'm never going to do that again. And no matter what it takes to do what I need to do to be my own boss, that's what I'm going to do. So keep everything. They didn't, we didn't have any extra, like they were saying that nurses were getting a lot of funding. If you didn't work, if you worked for that hospital, didn't get any extra money. It was only like travel nurses that were getting extra money. So it wasn't like we were getting any other pay to work with COVID patients, because that was when people were literally dying, like in how many high numbers, the volume of patients that were dying and stuff. So we still didn't get anything. So I'm like, if I'm gonna risk my life for this, I'm gonna make the money and I'm gonna do what I need to do after making the money. So that's what kind of threw me over the edge. It's like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta do something that's best for me. I'm not gonna allow somebody to use me to continue to make their dreams come true. And then at the end of the day, I get nothing for it. So I had to go. I was out of there. I was out of there. I was like, nah, that's a bigger purpose for my life. So if I'm gonna risk my life, I might as well get something out of it. And I left. And I never looked back.
And you're better for it. I'm sure your family is happier for it as well, you know. But can you talk about for that nurse who's listening, and they may not know, because sometimes people are introverted. Some people are not as inquisitive or as nosy as others. How much more money did you make in the travel sector? And then how does that compare to your business? And talk about that journey so you can give a clear, you know, picture and story for that person who is kind of on the edge looking for a better way.
So let me tell you, in travel, so when I was working as a staff, because it's a staff nurse, when I was working as a staff nurse, it probably would take me 4 months to make the amount of money that I was making as a traveler within a month's time. So that literally almost tripled my income. So just say, for instance, I'm just gonna give numbers. Like, say, for instance, if I'm working as a staff nurse every 2 weeks, I'm getting $2,000. That's probably my paycheck for just 1 week, if that makes any sense. So 1 week I can get $2,000, whereas as a staff nurse, that's in 2 weeks or something. So it was way more than that, though, of course. Like, my last travel assignment, in 1 month, I made close to $20,000. And that takes how long for a staff nurse to make? So if that makes any sense, you know. And then they have some travel nurses make way more than that. It just really depends on your specialty and how much you're actually gonna make. But that was what I was making as a traveler. So I would travel from the East Coast to the South. It didn't really matter to me. It was just like, hey, I know I have a something that I'm looking forward to in the future. So now, when I stopped making this fast money as a traveler to decide to go and start my own business, it's totally different. It's a different, I guess, different hustle or whatever, or different. Your mindset literally has to be different, because a business is not going to be the same as you on a pay on somebody's payroll. So when I'm in my own business, some days I can make upwards of $1,500 or $2,000 in 1 day. And then other days I can make $100 or $50. So it literally varies. So that is one thing I would tell any nurse: don't look at your business like a paycheck, right? Because it's not the same. Some days you have some up days, and some days you have some low days. So it's not, you can't compare the two. You literally have to put that in your mind. You cannot compare the two. So that's another thing that I was like really hung up on. Oh, I can make this amount of money working as a traveler, but I'm still working for somebody. That's not an investment, me working as a traveler. This is an investment, me having my own. This is a part of me building a legacy for my family. So it's going to take time. Eventually, I'm going to make way more money than what I was making as a traveler. But I need to know that it's an investment. So I need to take my time and have patience with myself, if nothing else. So that's the one thing I would tell people: don't get discouraged at all, because it takes time.
Gotcha. And you know, people, if you're not a nurse and you're listening to this and you're saying, what should my kids go into? I really feel that a bachelor's is a lot of BS, unless it's a BS RN, because there's a 2 million nurse shortage in this country and, you know, even globally. So a nurse will never be broke if she knows how to save, invest, holler if you need help with that. But, you know, we need more nurses and we should treat them better because, you know, yeah, that's why they're paying travel nurses so much. There is the heavy need. Now, when you talk about business, and you're in the business, some of your business is in the business of booty. When you mentioned BBL, What is it? Because I know a lot of men, and I mean a lot of married men, especially that I talk to. I've never heard a married man say, "Hey, I need you to go get that BBL." And you mentioned another form of BBL. I guess you don't have to go under. Talk about that procedure. Talk about some ranges of what that costs and why women are doing that. Because men, we are totally lost. Y'all know, say, even in Spanish, is we don't know.
Yeah, so what I do, it is called PRP BBL or platelet-rich plasma BBL. So what I do is that most of my clients, they come in, they do not want like that drastic, different, really large look. I consider it like a workout booty. Those are my clients, those clients who just want just like maybe shape up their butt, just add some volume, that type of thing. Very organic, look like you was birthed with the butt, right? What happens with that procedure is that platelet-rich plasma is something that when you inject it into a certain area, there are what is called stem cells. That is just like baby cells. They don't know what they want to be. They go into that area, wherever you put it, and they become a part of that area. Like the tissue and everything is formed. So whatever area you put it in. So that is what it becomes, what is called adipose tissue or fat tissue. That's exactly what it becomes. So it becomes the fat, and then that's what causes the volume. That's what causes it to have that look like, oh wow, I just got a butt lift, a Brazilian butt lift. Let me say this. In America, majority of people have what is called body dysmorphia, and that is something where we just totally dislike our bodies, or we always find fault with our bodies, and there's always something that, whether somebody else, a husband, look at it and they say it's perfect, you yourself, you can't see what other people see. You can't see it. So that is the reason why it's gonna always be there, because we're always chasing something that we really, perfection, when is there's no perfect person, no matter what, right? Even like, celebrities that's out here that people wanna be, they're even changing their look, and they're the ones people looking up to. So that is something that's gonna always be there. Being in the post-anesthesia care world, I know a lot of things that people don't know. I know that what happens to a lot of people. I know that they have people that come out of surgery that we working on because they can't wake up. I had to give them a reversal agent medication to wake them up from having these type of procedures. And that was one of my reasons for getting into this actual community with cosmetics and everything, as well as weight loss, because I know there's an alternative to it. You don't have to go under the knife and risk your life and have all of these other post-op issues if you may see something else. Not everybody wants that. Not everybody want to go under the knife, but they feel like they have to because they don't feel like they have an alternative. So that's why I say, hey, if you like your butts organic, come to me, because it's literally, we take the blood, spin it down, remove the plasma from on top of the blood, and inject it into your butt. And it gives you this really nice looking workout booty. So that is what my clients love. They love the idea that they don't have to go under the knife. They love the idea that this is something that, they don't have to think about any side effects or anything, because it's directly from you back to you. Autologous is what it's called. So you're not thinking about all those other harsh realities that actually happen. Not to mention that when women go and have BBLs, it's never only one that they have. It's usually two, three, round four that they on, because they still don't like it, or it's not big enough, or they still have what is called cellulite up in their butt, and it's really large dents that's in certain areas where they still have to go get either fat, or some of my clients that did have BBLs, they still come to me and do PRP to help them, like, just to even out certain areas or whatever. Depending on how much you want done is the range that it could go into when it comes to pricing. But most of the time, I do hip fillers and BBL, and that's like $750 for just that. And that's right now I'm doing that just like an introductory, just so people get the word out and stuff like that. Let people know what's up with it, letting them know, hey, it is something that is actually possible to to happen. So that's pretty much how that works. And it's not something where you're gonna take off from work for days, hours, under the knife and anesthesia. It's all done in the office. No anesthesia, just local anesthesia. No days off from work or anything like that. And my clients are happy, and their husbands are happy, because most of the time my post-op clients, I have one right now. The husband's like, I don't know what's going on with her, but she's been crying since forever. And this is something that she wanted. I said, that's the emotional roller coaster most people don't tell you, and they won't tell you about after having surgery.
Wow. Okay. So $750 starting, y'all. So you're hearing the price. And then if you're a potential want to get in this business and you're a nurse or in the healthcare profession, she was talking about that 20,000 a month. That's 26 clients for the month. So yeah, you can do more and double, and then you can go hire other nurses and other people. So you guys do, put two and two together and make a million or more, because they're gonna tax you. So like Erykah Badu said, once you make a million, 350,000, you still po. But they take it first. But can you talk about is it, and you said with the traditional old school BBL that people know of, they have to, they usually go do it again and again. I've seen that too with clients and different people. What about your procedure? Is that a one and done? Is there any benefit if they do do it again? Is it like Botox where they got to get a follow-up?
Yeah. So with PRP BBL, you can get follow up, right? It is something because our skin, our collagen and everything, as you age, it always decreases. So what happens with that is, like, within the next so if you so somebody that comes in, say, hey, I want to do PRP BBL, I let them know right up front, it depends on what you want. How much you want, how voluminous you want your butt to look, the round shape, all this other stuff. That depends on how many times you should do it. So say for instance, you come in one time and you're like, hey, this is enough. I like it. You don't have to come in. Probably another, I always tell people 24 months or 5 years. That's how it usually works. That's how, it's just a little touch up that you'll have to do. But it's not something where you have to continuously come in once every month. If you say you want to have more because you, hey, I like the volume, but I think I want more, you could come back in within the next 8 weeks and get more of it. So it just really depends on what that client is seeking, what they really want to, what they want their butts to look like. That's it. So that's pretty much how that works with that. And you do, but it's the least invasive, still no anesthesia, still from you back to you. So it's still, and it's not how many thousands and thousands of dollars that you're going to be spending to make yourself look the way you want to have your own body goals to achieve. So
Let's put the warning, warning, warning. What is the consequence if somebody goes and says, well, my girl says she can get this stuff and she can inject me? Please tell people what happens if they get a non-professional who doesn't know what they're doing, trying to do this on the other market. Give the game, because I sometimes can hear the haters and the folks who say, they're smarter than all of us and they can, save some money. But please tell them the consequence of that.
yeah, the consequence is usually death. If not death, it's necrosis of the tissue, meaning that it is necrotizing fasciitis, meaning that that tissue, wherever you actually inject those butt injections, that people, the black market butt injections, that will actually go into your body and eat your flesh, literally eat your flesh. while you can be sleeping, standing, whatever, and you will feel that pain, sharp shooting pains and everything, and you will literally feel the pain of your flesh being eaten while you're alive. So that's exactly what happened. I just recently had a patient that she had those injections where she had to fly out to another city to get them removed because they started migrating. Migrating meaning moving from her butt to other areas of her body. That's what happened with that. So she has it's a process. It's not something that you're gonna just go in and get it taken out. You're gonna continue to go. She had drains that was in her butt to allow the fluid to come from her butt and into what is called a little reservoir to remove some of that necrosis from her butt area. So right now, that was stage one of getting her first stage of getting that out of her system. She's going back in another few months to do the second stage. So it's a process. But the most thing that most people do not talk about, what is the truth about it, a lot of people die. You just don't know. You don't know. They're not going to keep on flashing it. And honestly, I thought everybody knew about this at this point, right? But a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know. So please, if you have anybody that wants to do a BBL and they feel like, hey, I can't afford to go to the surgeon and keep going, maybe round one, round two, look into other options. There are so many other options out there to do BBL without actually putting your life on the line. It's not about being a hater, because I could care less. I could care less. Me personally, I don't care about the money when it comes to when we're talking about life. That's a reason why I even care more to be in the community to save somebody's life, because it's not about that. If somebody, people call me all the time and ask me, hey, Steph, because I want to do X, Y, and Z surgery. What you think about it? I don't get paid for that, but I let them know the truth because everybody I know that it's a semi little mafia. It's a game, and we know something that other people on the outside world, when we hear y'all talk, we just like, these people have got to be crazy. When in our heads, like, what is wrong? Did you not get this information? So that's why I feel that we as medical professionals have to be able to open up and let people know the truth and come with them with like real facts about what could really happen. And you can actually die. You can become what is called septic, meaning it's a systemic, an infection that's throughout your whole body. You will have organs shutting down. And there is nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. There's only so much what the hospital can do once a person becomes septic and they don't catch it on time. When I've had patients that became septic for not just that, but other reasons, we literally have sepsis protocol that has to take place within a few minutes before we actually see a patient going down. So it's not something that, oh, you're going to be septic for days and then you're gonna finally make it to the hospital. Oh no, if you don't make it to the hospital within a certain time, it's over. Casket closed. Your family gonna be crying, and that's the truth.
Wow, y'all let that breathe. And if you think you got problems now, wait until tonight and try and do stuff without a medical professional. Stop it, y'all. Stop it. Because like Bobby Womack said, you too will be lonely when you got stuff coming out of your booty. Folks start, leaving the door and I don't know what to do. But you also have, services. I saw you had services, Bam Bam Kevo probably, would love this for the men, where you're injecting the men in the abs. Talk about that procedure. And is it the same consequence if you try to go have your homeboy in the DR or somewhere else try to do it for you that's not, trained and equipped in trying to get that fat out of your stomach for the men?
Yes. So let me just tell you, there are a lot of black market things that people are doing out there that they're claiming to be nurses. They're claiming to be doctors. I've even had people that slide in my DM saying that they're dentists and they want to do something for advertising for my teeth or something like that. And I would go and do my research because, of course, I'm a medical professional. There's every medical person. We have what is called the board, like the board of dentistry, the board of nursing, whatever. So you can always check a person's license and all the registration, whatever. You can always check that. And I will go and they so ask if you want to check for their license, go ahead, ask that person. Your homeboy, homegirl, or whoever saying, oh, they got the plug. That plug may be in China, and we don't know what they put in their medications in China. So be careful with that. What I do, it is called non-surgical lipo. It is all natural products that actually decrease the fat in areas, and literally they call it lipolysis, meaning those cells, those fat cells burst, and you actually either get rid of it, either through urine, feces, or sweat. And they never come back. That is something that they do not come back. Now, if you have like fat that is, say for instance, you gain weight again and you start to have the fat in that particular area, well, not in that area, but it's going to go to other areas. And that's the same scenario with liposuction. When you get liposuction, like traditional liposuction, you can gain weight, but usually the fat does not come back in that area where you had it lipo. It just goes in other places. So that's why I tell people, no matter whether you do the traditional route or like the least invasive route, like something that I offer, you always have to maintain. There's not a, oh, I did it and I'm good. Now I'm going to eat a cheeseburger. No, you cannot do that. You have to maintain. So my guys that come in, because men care about their look too. I don't know how many people feel like that. Men don't care. Men care. I have men that care. They come to me and they talk to me like I'm a therapist. For men, so I take care of my men as well as women. I do massages for my men, what is called a Brazilian lymphatic massage, as well as women. So I do a lot of different things for the fellas out there, and they really care about having a beer belly, or a pot belly, or a dad's belly, or whatever kind of belly you want to call it. They care about it as well, so they are amped and ready to get this thing done. So a lot of my clientele for the non-surgical liposuction, they're men. They're men, and they care, and they like the results. They always, they rave more about the results than women. And it is something that is not invasive. It takes about 30 minutes for me to do the procedure, and it takes maybe about 2 weeks, and you start to see the results, the inches just start to fall off. So yeah, that's it with that.
Talk about those massages, because most men, you know, when we hear that lymphatic massage, we're like, is that like a Swedish, a Thai? What does that do? Is it the same, you know, feeling of release of tension? What's the benefit for men and women? But I know most men are like, what is that?
Yeah, so what I call, it is called a Brazilian lymphatic massage. So I actually learned this massage from Brazil. My instructor actually comes from Brazil. And what it does is it actually helps with the circulation. It helps move your lymph fluid. And because our lymph fluid, right? Let me just take this a little bit. I'm not going to be too medical. But our lymph fluid actually, with just breathing, just moving, it actually moves about in our body constantly. So when I'm doing a lymphatic massage, a Brazilian lymphatic massage particularly, what I'm doing is actually helping the lymph fluid to move. So if you're having pain in a certain area, I'm actually moving that lymph fluid, and I am actually decreasing the swelling in that area, which causes the swelling and all of that stuff, the inflammation, all of that, it actually decreases when I'm doing a Brazilian lymphatic massage. So what that does is it helps with the circulation. It also helps with the shaping, contouring of the body as well, a Brazilian lymphatic massage. So I do it for the face. I also do it for the body. It helps increase your immune system. So if you're like under the weather or something and you're trying to get back to your near normal state, a lot of people, they would do the lymphatic massage. A lot of post-op clients, they do Brazilian lymphatic massage. I had a GSW, which is a gunshot wound client. He was shot in his abdomen. He was also shot in his leg. And he does Brazilian lymphatic massages because of the swelling and everything that is there. It helps to decrease all of those different things. It helps to decrease the pain and all of that. And it helps with your movement as well. And it's not a deep tissue massage because, of course, remember, I'm a nurse. I'm not a massage therapist. So if you tell me you need a deep tissue massage, I'm going to send you to the closest massage therapist because I don't do that. But I do more of a healing massage when it comes to the immune system, the circulatory system as a whole is what I work on. And it actually detox your body. So it's getting rid of all of the toxins. So most of my clients, when they leave me, they feel like they need to take a nap because their body just literally got a cleanse from the outside to the inside after one of my clients called me golden hands. So once golden hands touch you, you just know you might need to go home and take a nap because that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm really helping you to release the toxins and get rid of all of those things while shaping and contouring your body. So when people get up, they see that their abdomen are so much, you'll see like, you know, if you had swelling, it decreased. All of that stuff, it goes down because we have a lot of lymph nodes in our abdomen that people just think, oh, you know, maybe I ate something wrong. No, you really just need a lymphatic massage to help you. So all of that stuff, it actually decreases, goes down, and you feel like you feel so much better after having that massage. And it's not just for women, it's for men, it's for women. It's for people who after having surgery, you never had any surgery, everybody could actually benefit from it. So,
okay, well, you guys get in the game. You know, some of us can't even pronounce when we see it, like what's new? And with that being said, you have had a lot of success, a lot of just, you know, you keep learning. And I'm going to tell you guys, when I first asked for this interview, she can check the DMs to make sure I'm not just making up no stories. She's like, I've only been in business for a year. Okay, we need to hear those stories because there's other people who want to follow you and follow your path. So I appreciate you being, you know, vulnerable and telling us the stories and being medical because this is the game that I think people need to hear more. We've heard enough of the gossip and everything else that we get sucked into, and all of us get sucked into some drama somewhere, but this is the stuff that you can take this, you can share it with somebody, and that can change their life. It will change your life to be an entrepreneur, especially to be a successful one. And with success comes giving. What is a community give back that you're doing or one that you would like to do in the future?
Because I have I have different groups that I will do little talks with, tell them about the different things that I do offer. I have a standing offer where I take a significant amount off of my massages for there's this group, it's called it's the Sunshine Group or something. It's a local group. These people, they are very involved in their health and trying to eat the right things. It's been in a community for different. Some people are just doing on this organic journey, trying to incorporate more organics in their meals and everything, as well as some people are doing vegan. Doing like a lot of vegan meals and just trying to take up a lot of meat. It's an African-American community where a lot of our elders are there. And, you know, they don't have a lot of money to just kind of throw around and things like that. So for me, what I do is instead of charging them the full price, I usually charge them like maybe half or less than half for them to be able to incorporate the Brazilian lymphatic massage or their, you know, a part of their regimen. And they love that they're able to afford it. I also do different vitamin injections for them for half off, those type of things. And in the near future, I will hope to partner with more hospitals in the local area to help with caregivers and being able to help them to relax, because a lot of times our the caregivers that take care of patients, that they're ill parents or ill children, they're forgotten a lot, right? They get lost in the sauce because everybody's focused on caring for the patient and totally forgetting about the people who care for the patient most of the time. And they're a lot, they're stressed out. A lot of caregivers become patients after they've been in taking care of like whoever for how many years or months or so, and they're so stressed out. So I want to be able to offer different things for caregivers. We see you. We know that you're doing your best. You're trying. You're taking care of your family. You're taking care of your friends, loved ones, or whoever. Offer that as well. So that's something caregivers who take care of cancer patients. So that's a background that I have of oncology, and I've seen that firsthand, and that was very stressful for a lot of caregivers. It's a lot because cancer is a beast all by itself. No matter what, it's a lot to take care of somebody who is battling cancer, and I feel like the caregivers who take care of those patients need our help just as much as the patients.
Well, that's beautiful, beautiful work. And for those of you who are listening, because sometimes on YouTube it's different. Zoom is zooming a little bit. So as we wrap up, I want to make sure they hear this clearly. I want you to tell them where they can find you, how that process works, because it's a new year. Everybody has their they want their new you. And so give them the game on that. Tell them if they need to fly into Houston or if fly into Houston. Don't ask her to come to New York or this and that, unless you got, maybe six, seven figures for a trip so she can bring the family. But, maybe Dubai or something like that, bring the whole family, right? So, but give them the game on that while Zoom will give us a little more love.
Yeah, so I am located in West Houston. You can find me on Instagram, Finesse Concierge Nurse. You can also find me. I have my website, of course. It's the same, www.finesseconciergenurse.com. You can also find me on TikTok at Finesse Concierge Nurse. I'm on Facebook, Pinterest, to be found. You can also shoot me a text, DM me, however it works, you will be able to find me. I most definitely, for the new year, I have so many things coming. I have my detox that I have for my clients, weight loss supplements, weight loss injections, vitamin injections, whatever it takes. Me personally, I am a advocate for you can do what you need to do to change the trajectory of your life. And if you can do that thing, do it. So whatever it is possible, get it done when it comes to your wellness. I will most definitely be on the fast track to doing my own detox with my clients this new year. I personally, for the past 2 years, been on my own weight loss journey. I've lost a total of 70 pounds. Yes, 70 pounds. So when they say practice what you preach, I am the one. I practice it, I do it, and I show you how to do it. I show you how to lose the weight and keep the weight off. It is actually what you want in your life is what you're going to do. So I always say, remember to make yourself a priority and make your wellness a priority, because you're going to prioritize what actually means the most to you, and you should mean the most to you. No matter what it's looking like, the situation around you, you always prioritize your health and wellness. And that is something that we do here at Finesse Concierge Nurse, always prioritizing self and wellness. I am going to be in Houston. I most definitely always will try to get back with you as soon as possible if you DM me. Or if you leave a message on my website within the next 24 minutes, that it just depends on my potential clients. So hopefully anybody that's out there that's in the Houston area, see me. If you see me in the street, you know me. Not you don't know me, but you know me. I'm your girl, Nurse Steph, always willing and able to help any and everyone that needs that help. I am very, very friendly. Maybe I talk too much, but see me. You want to just, have a few questions. that you feel like you want, you never had answered, and you just want to reach out. I'm always here for everybody. Always open. Open doors.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, if you talk too much, we're gonna talk offline, and maybe, we'll talk about her influencer, progression in 2024 online. You guys have gotten the game. Make sure that you like the game, subscribe. You podcasters, you can put the review of the show and say that positive review, put that out there. We appreciate it. But even more importantly than liking and subscribing, can you also share this game? It will change somebody's life. Y'all be blessed.
Welcome to South Africa, and you will be coming with the African Diaspora News Channel with Phil Scott, of course. He is hosting you guys in this amazing country. He's been here before, he's been back again, and now he's bringing you on this trip. So make sure you sign up early so you can go ahead and come on this trip as well. It's going to be an amazing trip because we're actually coming to Johannesburg. We're going to show you all the sites like Mandela Square. And then, of course, from there, we're on our way to Durban. Durban is a special place. It's our playground. This is where the people of South Africa go to have a good time. It's tropical. We have beaches. We have everything. We have culture. We have nightlife. Everything is here, and you're going to absolutely enjoy yourself. So sign up with the African Diaspora News Channel now with Phil Scott, and we will see you guys here in what we like to call sunny South Africa. Africa. See you soon.
Hi guys, I'm Kai Gabiam from the Diaspora Channel, a lover of Africa. If you love Africa as well and you would love to visit one day or to relocate to Africa, there is a course out there for you. And this course is My First Trip to Africa, a course well put together by a seasoned traveler Kellen Cash Coleman. This course is designed to prepare you to travel better, which will save you both time and money. And the great news is this course costs only $20, guys. It can't get any better. Go right now and enroll to this course at www.diversifygame.com. Don't miss out.